Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older.
Coming to you late Thursday night. Mikey Meatballs filling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
You guys are going on. You give out picks, free picks every day on extrapoints.com. And we have contests now up for the week, extrapoints.com/arcade. Week 10 prop quiz. You get a gold cap for winning that. Week 10 pick'em contest. You get $100 for winning that. Someone wrote in, the guy who won, Walter Smith, won last week. Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com. That's where he wrote into. And I'm going to read right now what he said. He said, Sal, hey, just wanted to see how I collect the $100. Also, could you throw a gold hat in as well? Would love to have one before Brother Bri. Ouch. Thanks. And I love the pod, Walter Smith. Nice, wow. Walt. This is a tough one. You know, Bri, the other day there was an email praising you, saying you were the backbone of, and I don't disagree, of our unit here. Now this one taunting you, Bri. Well, taunting you that you don't have the gold cap.
It's fine. I mean, is that the thing? I guess you get $100, you don't get the cap. Sorry. So I have no shot of ever winning the cap again.
Sorry. No. Well, so yeah. So prop quiz, you get the cap. Head to head, pick them, you get the $100. To answer your question, Walter Smith, no, we're not throwing in the gold cap. This is not a drive-through. This isn't extra packets of ketchup. These are beloved gold caps. You have to win it by winning the prop quiz contest. But congratulations. We love you too. $100 to Walter Smith. Did not love that Thursday night football game. Out of parlay kids, the weather. What are you going to do? 25-15. The Panthers held on and beat the favored Falcons. Falcons were 2.5-point favorite. It did go under, except we're idiots. We were on Spotify Live. I'm the bigger idiot because I actually bet the adjusted under, which was 38.5. And then an Eddie Pinheiro meaningless field goal with like 6 seconds left put them up 10. But not a great game. And now Tampa's right back in the driver's seat. If they win, they're in sole possession of first place Sunday.
Gosh.
Crazy. Yeah, so let me think. I'm looking here. Mariota, 19 for 30, 186. P.J. Walker, 10 for 16, 108. Harry, how'd you do with your prop?
Oh, not even close. I had Patterson over 54.5 rushing yards. I mean, he wound up with just 5 carries, 18 yards.
That was weird how they didn't really get him involved
that
much. Yeah, it was too much of a committee tonight for them. I don't know why. Well, who cares if you get each guy 5 carries, get somebody some consistency there.
It really was 5 bulk. Well, Marcus Mariota counts as one. He had 3 carries. Huntley, 5. Williams, Avery Williams, 4.
Ridiculous.
Tyler Allgeier, 8. Cordell Patterson, 5. On the other hand, Carolina won with 232 yards rushing. Most of them from Donta Foreman, 31 carries. Parley Kid, what'd you do with your prop?
No, I had Allgeier over 31 and a half yards. Once they fell behind, I thought it was going to be trouble, especially considering that 5 different running backs, well, including Mariota, carried 25 times in this game. Nobody was in the double digits with their carries. Made no sense, Harry. I can't really.
Yeah.
You're not giving a guy a chance to get into like a rhythm as a running back, especially in a day like today. Makes no sense.
They had no rhythm. They had no rhythm the entire game. Atlanta.
No, well, that's what I agree with that. So got lucky because my big pick of the day, because it was also my EP pick, was the under. I was very convinced that this game, as I even mentioned, I think, in yesterday's podcast that I loved the under.
Yeah, well, that was good. It shouldn't have even been that close. 25-15 was under by like a point and a half, as we mentioned. Yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, and all these things, everything went under except my dumb bet. I go under with Drake London under 34.5, and he gets to 38 with about 4 or 5 minutes left. Mm. He hit that over. Yes, LaVisca Chenault Jr., who I was pretty sure left the league shortly after he was drafted a few years ago. But no, he scored the first touchdown. Guess what? None of us had it. None of us had him to score, LaVisca Chenault, to score the first touchdown. It was on a run, technically, a 41-yard run. Brian, what was he? About 16, 18 to 1?
Yeah, I think he's somewhere in there. Although PJ Walker's got to be pissed off, right? People get touchdown passes for the little, like the Mahomes half yard toss, and then you know Walker throws the ball about 20 yards, but it's just barely behind him, so it counts as a run. So sucked for Walker. I thought Carolina's defense was great in that game. Mariota was awful, and Mariota was lucky he didn't have like six terrible picks in that game.
He was lucky. How many times did he get sacked? He got sacked.
Yeah, I mean, look, their line got five times. I thought their line was great. I mean, they did a great job, except for that one drive where they kind of just let him march 97 yards down the field. But
that was bad. That was bad for sure. All right, so let's move on to Sunday. We got a lot of games. We'll recap the six, or actually, we'll preview six games, and then three more in college, and then we have some UFC talk. Lots going on. These guys have sharp tanks. So let's go right now. Sunday, Munich. Yes, 9:30 in the morning Eastern time, 6:30 Pacific. We have Seattle coming to town. They're both coming to town. Tampa also. That's 2.5. You can get it at 2.5 now. The Bucks over under is 44.5. Now, I don't know that they're at this point. Are they a 3 points better than the Seahawks? Probably not. But I am going to go with Tom Brady and Tampa. And I know all these freaking trends I'm going to read are from back when Tom Brady was the great Tom Brady. But it is his fourth game overseas, 3-0 straight up and against the spread when he crosses the pond there, covering by an average of 20 points. The favorite, Harry, is 23-14 against the spread in international games entering Sunday in Germany. I think they get Winfield back. Little bit of relief on the defensive side. I saw, you know, some things I liked out of Brady. That last drive was pretty impressive. No matter what you want to say, Rams gave up. You could say whatever. But is he back for good? Is the team back for good? Maybe not. I think they have enough to beat Seattle in Munich. Harry, you're taking the over.
Yeah, maybe like you said, Tal, maybe that last second win versus the Rams will kickstart this Tampa offense in Munich. Brady can't go on display in Europe and continue him and the Bucks nonstop 3-and-outs. They won't be able to afford it if they try to keep up with Geno Smith and Kenneth Walker III and the rest of the Seahawks. Five of the last six games for the Seahawks, they have scored 27 or more points, averaging over those six games, 32 points per game. Tampa better be ready because Seattle can score. I'm going to go with the over, 44.5.
Yeah, and if they're not ready, they lose and they're still tied for first. Yeah. So that's just how it is. That's crazy. Life in the NFC South right there. All right, Parlay Kid, let's get right to it. Dallas, Green Bay. This has been jumping around between 4.5 and 5. Right now, as I see it, it's 4.5. Cowboys favored on the road in Lambeau. 43 is the over on there. I'm going to let you take it. I think you have Green Bay. I have Green Bay as well. I don't like this game at all. We've been favored by more points and fewer points. And this one scares me more than any of them, I think. What about you?
Yeah, the stats don't show it, though, Sal. The Cowboys are 8-0 against the spread over the last two seasons against teams with losing records. So they usually beat up on these type of teams. But there's something holding me back here from jumping totally on the Cowboys. I think they do win this game, Sal. But I'm thinking it could be by like a field goal. I think Green Bay is going to really try to run the ball because, as you know, their receiving core is even more depleted than it's been all year. So this Cowboys defense should feast on it. But the Bears did have some success running the ball against the Cowboys, kind of beating the Cowboys a little bit up front. And I could see the Packers really establishing the run, ball control, Rodgers just being savvy enough to complete a few big passes, making a few big plays. And we know, we've seen Rodgers torch the Cowboys before, right, Sal? We've seen him come into Dallas and absolutely obliterate the Cowboys. He doesn't have the weapons to do that anymore, but he's a desperate quarterback right now. He's desperate. Green Bay's desperate. I don't know if that really means. It might not mean anything at all. I might look back and go, wow, that was too easy. The Cowboys blew him out. But I think Green Bay shows some pride in this game. They play the Cowboys tough. Cowboys win a squeaker here, Sal, somewhere like 27-24, 24-20. Barry,
I said 24-21. We're right in
24-21. Yeah, somewhere in that area where they just don't get to cover this game.
I'm going to get me nervous because I'm going to see it. I'm going to see the uniform matchups. I'm going to be like, oh, Dez caught that damn ball. He caught that freaking ball. Well, I don't care what anyone says. That's all I'm going to be thinking about for 3 hours. And then hopefully I'll look at the scoreboard and we'll have won 24-21. But I am taking the points. I think you're right. I think this is too easy. Look, if we played the Packers last week, we would have crushed them. If we played them probably 2 weeks, Packers version of the Packers in the last month. But I think if Aaron Rodgers can step it up, if he has it in him, I think this is the game he's going to get up for. McCarthy going back to Lambeau. He's 6-2 as a road favorite against the spread. Cowboys 10-2 against the spread in their last 12 on the road. Everything pointing Cowboys. Actually, they're 2-7 their last 9 at Green Bay, but that is against the spread many, many years. Rodgers was interesting. I read this stat. 121 home games at Lambeau. This is the first time he's going to close above a field goal underdog. I don't know. You don't think he knows that? I think they just figure it out, a game plan. Cowboys maybe have a lead. Green Bay comes back, makes it close. We have a heart attack moment at the end. 24-21.
And Sal, you think the players of the Cowboys, I mean, they rally around McCarthy and try to get him a win this week. Is that going to be a
factor? That's what Harry was saying. Yeah. That's what Harry
was saying. It makes sense that they would do that, but he's pretty far removed from Green Bay now, right? It's not like he was there last year.
He's pretty far removed from figuring into any of these final scores, which scares me, right? You would think by middle of November, he would have blown one for us. So this will probably be it, right? This will be the one.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I've been very much on the Cowboys this year. This game just, for some reason, scares me. I don't know why. It just does.
Yeah. I know. I'm with you. All right, I'm taking him. Harry, shits and giggles, you can bleep that, Mikey. Who do you like in this game?
I think Dallas smokes him.
Dallas smokes
him. Their defense could play half as good as they usually do, and they could still smoke Green Bay because Green Bay cannot score. Plus, Jones is banged up, and they just can't put the ball in the end zone, Green Bay.
All right, Bri.
I have the Cowboys that I picked 27-20-ish, 27-20,
27-17,
something like that.
So that's by the spread. All right. Listen, I got to shake this off. I got to shake this off, Parlykin. I'm not going to like this game. But anyway, we will be watching Mike McCarthy coming back home for what it's worth. Hey, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, it's on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer: free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more.
You must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Maryland, visit Maryland Gambling, mdgamblinghelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, let's do a couple more here. Cleveland at Miami, 3.5, 49. Actually, I haven't checked it in a minute. I think it's still 3.5, 49. Cleveland, Miami, 3.5, 49. Boy, everybody is penciling in the Dolphins, no matter what. You see a small spread, you'd be filling out your weekly pool, boom, you're circling Miami. I don't like it necessarily. In fact, I'm taking Cleveland. I think they're coming off a bye. In fact, I know they're coming off a bye. I was impressed what they did on Halloween night against Cincinnati. Chubb had a big game, and I think they'll have another big game. They gave up over 6 yards, 6.3 yards per carry in week 9. I think that's what you're going to get out of Miami. It's going to be an exciting game every week. I have 28-27 as a final. Cleveland 7-1 against the spread in their last 8 versus Miami. And Miami winless, 0-2-1, is a 4-point favorite or greater this year. Only 3-6 on the year against the number. Anyway, 28-27, Bri, you with me with the Browns?
I'm with you. I mean, the line doesn't really make sense to me considering how everybody likes the Dolphins, right? Why is this line 3.5, right? For Miami at home? You know, concerning 6-3 versus a 3-5, but it does make me like Cleveland even more though. They have been competitive on the road. They lost to the Ravens by 3, lost to the Falcons by 3, and they beat the Panthers by 2 in those three road games. And I think the biggest thing for the Browns, and especially on that Halloween night, they got their defense going again, right? Their defensive line was back healthy again together. Garrett dominated that Bengals line, and you also got Clowney back for the first time, it seemed like, in a while. The Browns are 3-1 as underdogs. And you could say the Dolphins, look, they've won 3 straight games. Sometimes their offense looks fantastic. But that was against 3 pretty bad teams, right? And they kept all 3 of those teams in that game. So give me the Browns. I think it's I think this is a field goal type of game, or even maybe a last second backdoor for Cleveland.
Was one
here.
Of those wins, 3 wins, the Steelers? Was that the first of the 3?
You had Steelers. You had
Lions, they didn't even score against Steelers.
Lions and Bears.
I think they had like 16, right, against the Steelers. 16, so anyway, 10.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm talking myself out of my. Meanwhile, Tyreek Hill is, you know, you're going to get your 1 or 2 big plays out of him as he makes his move towards 2,000 yards on the season.
Can we move this pot along? It looks like Harry's. He looks exhausted. He looks
Are
like
you all right, just, Harry. What's going on? Like
I'm fine.
He looks like he's going to fall asleep at
you
any
don't look
second.
Well. No, I'm good.
You don't look
I'm
well, good. Harry.
I slept good last night. I slept good
Harry,
last
you understand,
night.
These guys,
night.
As fresh as daisies, are on the East Coast where it's near midnight.
Midnight.
Yeah.
Good to
Interesting.
Go.
All right, Harry, stay with us here. I'll get to you.
I am.
I'll get, you know what? Let's do your game right now. Buffalo. No, that's not your game. Jacksonville, Kansas City. It's 9.5 and it's 50.5. You know, we go through these games every week and I'm like, I don't know who this was the swing game. Harry's like, I got a big, big pick in this game. Go to me in this. Well, what is it? Let's hear it. What do you like?
Okay. Well, I do like Jacksonville. You wouldn't think if it's the first time I've liked Jacksonville in a long time, but I do this week. You wouldn't think it, but the Jags defense is pretty good and it's keeping them in games. From week 11 to the end of the season last year, Jacksonville lost by 14 or more 5 times. This season, granted, they have 6 losses, but they've yet to lose by double digits. I feel confident, like I was last week when I took the Titans against Kansas City, that Jacksonville will be able to run the ball. Travis Etienne has 3 straight 100-yard rushing games, and Jacksonville is 2-1 straight up versus the AFC West this year and probably should have beaten Denver in London. For whatever reason this year, also, the Chiefs seem like they're just better on the road than at Arrowhead. At home, Kansas City is 0-4 against the spread this season and are 0-2 against the spread versus the AFC South. As long as Trevor Lawrence can hold on to the ball. He's got five lost fumbles. Mm. I think Jacksonville can be competitive and cover the spread here.
All right. I'd love to argue with you, but I think you're right. I have it 30-24. Chiefs are 2-5 against the spread in the last seven. Everything you said about Etienne is right. I think they extend the game. They play this Jacksonville team. You want them to be good, right? You want root for Trevor Lawrence. They have likable characters, and plus it would have, you know, stick it right in the former coach's face there, yeah. Right? Take his thumb and throw it right back at him. But, and what was it? But Brian, we watched that game together. They beat the Chargers, and then everybody loved them to win the South after
they
that.
Beat
was
up,
that week
they
two?
Beat up the three? Chargers in week two.
Beat them by 38.
Yeah, was that week two or three? I can't remember.
It was they didn't have a chance. Yeah. So I don't know. I'll take 30-24. I'll take the points, but I think the Chiefs win. Yeah. Keep rolling, but too many points. All right. Parlay kid, Buffalo, home for Minnesota. This sucks. It's 3.5. It should be lower, I think, even though I'm going to still take the Bills. But 43.5 is the over-under. So it opened at 7.5. You mean to tell me the best player in the game, the odds-on favorite to win MVP before last week, Josh Allen is only worth 4 points? The best quarterback should be worth 7 points to a spread, right, Parley Kid?
Well, so if they're facing a team that has the record that the Vikings do as well. So
yeah,
you would think that would be the case, Sal.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go Buffalo either way, 23-17. Yeah, I'm sick of this Captain Kirk shirtless thing and everything. Maybe a Stephon Diggs revenge game against his old team. Singletary could still run the ball. I know he didn't have a good game against the Jets last week, but averages 5 yards a carry in the two games before that. And let me tell you something, Harry. That Vikes, I know you love them. Highly overrated. 15th best offense, 25th best defense.
Right.
Case Keenum goes in there, decent against the spread over his career. Very lucky the Vikings that they're playing their fourth backup quarterback in, 9-10 weeks? But I still think Buffalo wins 23-17. They need it more. They need it more now, Parley Kid, to keep pace in the AFC East. It's crazy.
I'm agreeing with you here. Is Allen officially out? He's not officially out, though, right?
I'm just going by the spread here. I don't think they'd make it 3.5. But
right, but I think that's why, that's why it hasn't gone closer to a little lower than
even?
That, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, because it's just not official. But I agree. One, you know, Keenum has a history with the Vikings a little bit too, right? So I think he's going to want to play well against the Vikings.
He was the quarterback, Darren, quarterback for the Minneapolis Miracle.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think his, and look, he's a very serviceable backup. I think he can certainly get the job done for a game here. And I think, like you're saying, Sal, the Vikings are very fortunate to be where they are. This is one of those games I think people are going to want to jump on the Vikings. And I think the Bills are going to play a heck of a game, especially coming off the loss to the Jets. I think the Bills' defense will be out for blood here against this Vikings team after, not really getting beat up by the Jets, especially on their defensive side last week, but still seeking a little bit of revenge. The Bills are too good to go down 2 games in a row. I think they come out with a very big performance here. Harry, I did like Kirk Cousins doing his best H-Dog impersonation the other day, right? K-Dog.
Right. That was great.
And I think you're going to have to come out like that as H-Dog. Well, you know, H-Dog should make an appearance. Shirtless, chains, sunglasses. No doubt. I think the people would love to see if you could pass that word to him.
Yeah, do that on the plane. Heading to Angie, your wife's family, in Thanksgiving when you're going to Utah.
Yeah, interesting.
That would be fantastic.
I've considered it, so we'll see.
That's great. Yeah.
But also, Buffalo, even the second half, really, against Green Bay, it's really game and a half here. Haven't played that well.
Second half against Green Bay. Yeah, that night game. Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
They were up 10 on the Jets. Don't forget, they were up 10 or 11 on the Jets, weren't they, before they started blowing it?
So Allen did not have a great game last week, and that hurt them.
How did he hurt himself, by the way? Did we even figure out?
I think
out
on
what
that throw, was, right? Where his arm got hit
at the end?
Bringing it forward, right? And his arm, the ball. Right.
Well, the funny thing is, they were saying, like, you know, two throws after that, he hurt his arm. He threw the ball 70 yards.
Yeah, right. Yeah, interesting. Babyface, what do you think of all this?
You know, I don't like this one bit. I mean, Harry, I don't like how you guys are attacking the Vikings. Harry believes in the Vikings like kids believe in the Tooth Fairy, and I honestly don't think you should ruin it for either of them.
Okay, you're right. You're right, Harry. Good.
You purple and gold, Vikings. Baby. Purple and gold.
I was going to say, I was saying this morning or yesterday morning, Spaghetti's Giants are going to go in there and beat them in the first round. That's the 7-2. That's going to be the upset.
Who would Harry be rooting for?
He'd have to be Vikings. My money's on the Vikings at this point.
Wow.
Can't be turning around. Yeah.
Wow.
So who's the backup? Ty Taylor? You know that's who they'll face in that matchup. That's how it'll end up. To get all the luck. All right, Bri, Chargers at 49ers. Boy, this was, I don't know what I guessed with Simmons. I think I guessed like 4.5. It's 7. 49ers are 7-point favorite. 45.5 is the over-under. Yeah, it's weird because the Chargers were expected to win more games this year, right? 10.5 to 9.5, Bri?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's what I saw. I think this line early in the year would have been -2.5, -3. And then they get McCaffrey and Chargers have all injuries. No Keenan Allen, probably no Mike Williams.
Yep.
A little easier now with Jason Verrett out, who was expected to come back and then tore his Achilles. It's a terrible injury. But total yards allowed per game, 285. First in the league, that's San Francisco. I think it's one of those games where Herbert gets banged around. Nick Bosa, 8.5 sacks. No Joey Bosa. That would have been fun to see them match up. But Jimmy G, 8 or more days rest. May not matter how rested he is, but 7-3 against the spread. And Shanahan's covered 5 straight as a home favorite. I'm taking the Niners in this one to win by double digits, Bri.
I'm taking the Chargers plus the 7. Look, it seems like the Chargers are playing with like 50% of their guys. Like you said, Mike Williams is definitely out. Keenan Allen, he didn't make practice today, so he's got one more day, one more chance to suit up for this game, but it doesn't seem like he will. But they're a weird team, the Chargers. I like to play them when everybody's against them. When everybody's on them, I like going against them. They usually kind of stink, the Chargers, as a favorite, but as an underdog, they're pretty good. They are 4-0 against the spread on the road so far this season. So I do think they'll be able to stick around in this game a little bit. I think Herbert's mobility will allow him to maybe make some plays and get out of the pocket against that tough pass rush. I know you're saying Shanahan's 5-0 against the spread as a favorite, but I don't know, the 49ers laying 7 points, that never seems to fare well when they're like a huge favorite.
It's a
like
high
that.
One. Home favorite.
But, you know, primetime game, I think the Chargers stick around. Chargers play pretty close in these primetime games. So I'll take them with the 7 points.
Yeah, it should be a fun one.
Did you guys make your picks for EP yet? Because this week,
I did.
I'm not saying I've been lights out at all with any of my picks for any week, but I thought this was the hardest week to make picks. Like when I was doing them, it wasn't any games that I felt super confident in this week. I mean, there's some teams I like on a teaser and stuff like that, but when it comes to like the spread this week, boy, oh boy, I found it this week making those picks the hardest of all the weeks so far.
I'm in another pool where you just have to pick 5 games on the slate. Just as your 5 favorite against the spread. I must have stared at it for 25 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about.
I couldn't pick it out. Yep. Yeah. What's this theory, Babyface? What is this?
I was just saying Parlay Kid's been pretty good at 2 touchdowns by the same player props. And this feels like a same game parlay. Eckler and McCaffrey both to score 2 touchdowns. I wanted to ask him about that.
Okay.
I like that, Joel. Eckler's the whole offense.
You don't have to like it without Keenan
Allen, without Mike Williams. I mean, they have some other serviceable receivers, but Eckler is the guy in that offense, and obviously, so is McCaffrey. So, that might be.
What is that number? Did they let you bet that this early in the week? I'm trying to see if. What do they have? Touchdown score?
I don't think that.
Okay. Nah, nothing yet. But look for that. All right, 2 touchdowns for each player. Mm. What kind of odds would that bring, Bri? We got like 70-1 or something on something like that.
Now McCaffrey 2 touchdowns is what? He's probably
that's
plus,
true.
Plus
that's probably
350.
Right, but
And then Eckler in this
about
type
the
of
same,
game.
4-1.
Nah, five to one.
Maybe 20. Basically, that was 20, my way of asking 20. Parlay Kid to put it in for me. I'm sorry. That was just me.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. All right, Parlay Kid. He'll get it back to you. He'll get the money back to you.
You got
all
it, Joe.
All right, listen, let's take another break, and then we'll be back to discuss three big college football games.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Right, let's start it off. LSU, Arkansas. Yeah, LSU -3.5. 62 is the over under on the road. Bumper pool. Our guy, I think he's a little gimpy, Bumper pool. Mm. But he'll step up there. Arkansas. I'm taking Arkansas. Big letdown game. 10th nationally in total rushing. Averaged 234 yards per game. Second in the SEC, just behind Ole Miss. The Hogs, 200 yards in 7 games. That's the best in the SEC. Raheem Sanders, over 1,100 yards. I think that's how they're going to do it. KJ Jefferson makes a big throw down the stretch and seals this trap game. Steals it from the Tigers, 31-26. Parlay Kid, I think you're with me.
No, I sent a text, Sal, switching my pick.
Can't change that.
You know, our pal Josh is on LSU. Right. I had made the switch before Josh.
Of course, because I'm on Arkansas. Of course, he's on LSU.
Yeah, of course. But I had made this. I had made the switch before that, and I'll tell you why, Sal. You know, Brian Kelly has won his last 17 November games as a coach.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is his time of the year. His team. He was very emotional last week after the win. I think this team. There's a good feeling around this team, and I don't think he's going to let them suffer a letdown this week. You got to remember, the one thing about this Arkansas team, they're 1-5 in the last 6 games against the spread, against teams with winning records. They don't play great against the good teams. They just don't. I mean, they didn't even play well against Liberty when they faced them, right? So I don't think they're as good. I think last year Arkansas was a little bit better than they're showing this year. That's for sure. Well, LSU, look, they have a chance to do something big. I don't think they're going to let Arkansas get in their way here. I know taking the trip here, this crowd's going to be pretty into it in Arkansas. But Arkansas is a 5-4 team. I'm not sure really how up they're going to be. You know, I don't know how much LSU has a lot more to play for here. I also like the under here in this game, under 63, Sal, unless that spread has changed since.
I think I saw 62, but I might have
I still like the under in this game, too, because I do think Arkansas tries to run the ball. LSU hasn't turned the ball over, Sal, by the way, in over 212 consecutive snaps without a turnover. So they're playing really, really smart football. Daniels has been really good. A really good two-way threat for this team. He's riding high, feeling super confident after last week.
I was impressed. He has 10 rushing touchdowns. He has
10 rushing. Insane. That's what I'm saying.
95 yards last week.
He has been really good.
I think 10 rushing touchdowns more impressive.
Isn't that impressive? I mean, I know sometimes we talk about quarterbacks' touchdowns not that impressive because a lot of them could be the one-yard variety, whatever it is. But that's a lot. He's been very good. He's getting better by the week.
Mm-hmm.
LSU,
all right.
They continue their climb here, Sal. And then they win, And I am on the verge, right? This would be how? What's their? Are they 6-2 or 7-2 right now? Why am I?
They're 7-2.
7-2. I have them over 7.5 wins. This gets me two. Let's go.
You'll get it. All right, there you go. Well, I'll tell our friend Bumper Pool you said to F off, but there you go. All right, I'll go against you. I have 31-26 LSU. Now it's Bama, 12-64.5 at Ole Miss. I got to go Bama. I know this is kind of lazy betting here, but they have to big, impressive wins to stay in the playoff mix. There's no way around it. I think maybe going over their team totals the way to go. I could see it being 44-24, 47-24. Ole Miss won 4-1 against the spread in their last six. They had almost 400 yards rushing a couple weeks ago, but yeah. I think they're going to fall behind. They're not going to be able to run the ball. It's going to have to be Jackson Dart, and it's going to be too late. I like Alabama, 5-0 against the number in their last five after a straight-up loss, and 4-1 against the spread in their last five after an spread loss. So 44-24. Harry, I know you like a lot of points in this one.
I do like the over 64.5, Sal. You mentioned the running game. Ole Miss is one of the best rushing teams in America. Lane Kiffin's quarterback, Jackson Dart, you mentioned, has 473 rushing yards this season. The running backs are very good, too, on Mississippi. They're third in the nation in rushing yards. And they have 83 rushes for 10 yards or more. That's the most in college football. In the last four conference games, the Rebels are averaging 38 points per game. Bama's offense has scored 30 or more points in six of the last seven games. And since 2016, Mississippi has had no answer for the Crimson Tide's offense.
Right.
48, 66, 62, 59, 63, 42. They've scored in those games. That's a 57 points per game average.
It's a lot for of numbers.
Alabama against,
a lot of numbers to understand.
Against Mississippi. So I'm going over 64.5 last points here.
All right. I wish we could tease the team totals. Brian, why can't we do that?
Why can't we, right?
Would it be six or would it be three? It would be three or four. I don't think they can make it six, right?
Oh, you're saying just both.
I think Alabama's team total is 39. If I can get that down to 33, right? Yeah. I know I can get the spread down, but not the team total.
Probably an alternate. Probably a double alternate team line that you can probably take.
That's probably a double juice you have to lay, though. Kind of. Right?
Oh yeah, well, please. Yeah. I don't care about that. No, I don't care about that. All right, TCU at Texas. This is a big one. The playoff team, as of now, TCU getting 7 points against Texas. This is reminiscent of the Georgia-Tennessee line here. Longhorns 65 is the over-under. I like TCU. I don't want them to make it. I want Tennessee to get that spot. I really just want Tennessee, Michigan, Ohio State, and Georgia. And then everybody just goes nuts. But that's maybe not going to work out. But for this game, I think TCU stays close. Max Duggan, 10 yards per pass attempt. They're 3-0-1 against the spread in their last four road games. 7-1-1 against the number in the last nine overall. They do allow a lot of rushing. It's 147 yards per game, and Bijan Robinson had 216 against them last year. So, but I don't think the fourth-ranked offense in the nation should be getting 7 against Texas. We allowed 41 to Oklahoma State, 37 to Texas Tech. You know, the defense gives up points. I think it's a 36-31 final, and I'm going to take TCU. Bri, you with me?
Yeah, I like that. I like that score you gave too. You know, this line, it's too high, right? Why is this?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they could say it may be a tie because their best player or best receiver, Quentin Johnston, he's probably is playing, but he's, you know, he was injured. So I guess maybe that's why the line is this high, but I don't trust Sarkisian as a 7-point favorite in this game. Definitely not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the last three Texas games have been tight. You know, that Oklahoma game was a really wacky game that they played great in, but I'm throwing that game out. I don't really count that one. But Max Duggan, like you said, he's been great this year. Certainly been in the conversation for the Heisman. Now, look, the one thing, like you said, is TCU's defense has not really played well all year. But I think this is going to be a high scoring game. I don't think Texas is going to get a lot of stops either on TCU, especially if they're healthy. So I do think this is a back and forth, close game. 7 points, too many. I mean, Texas is going to have to play great to cover this.
Yeah, I agree. I think they've won 7 in the last 10 against Texas. So, you know, they're not afraid of going in there and playing well. All right, Sharp Tank, you guys give me your best bets for the weekend. I'm going to jump on one. I know there's some UFC going on now. Harry, this is a week ago. From this moment, you gave out your college football play of the year, which was Tennessee money line over Georgia, which really never had a shot. I mean, you could say that they had a shot to cover, and I don't know. You have like a 20-minute rant about some safety that should have been a safety, and the game would have been different. But
no, I didn't say the game was going to be different. I said that's what they should have done.
All right. So start us off. Is this a milestone pick or just a regular pick that you're going to get?
Just a regular pick on the money line. And I am going to take the Minnesota Vikings. I am taking the Minnesota Vikings at plus 152. I think it'll be smart if Buffalo sat Josh Allen and started Case Keenan. But, you know, Minnesota's last three games, Danielle Hunter and free agent pickup Za'Darius Smith have 8 sacks combined. Vikings have scored 20 or more in 7 of 8 games. And my man Kirk Cousins, 6 touchdowns to just 1 pick in his last 3 wins. No one wants to give this team any credit. But it's a different team here with Mike Zimmer squad and him not being there anymore. Different head coach, different attitude, different belief, and currently are on a 6-game winning streak. If Allen does play, he has 4 picks in his last 2 games. And if he doesn't, Harrison Smith will be ready. He's got 4 picks this season with Case Keenum back there for Buffalo. I like the Vikings. No one wants to give them any credit. And at plus 152, give me the Vikings.
Well, if Allen plays, the plus 152 is bad. It's just a bad bet. It's not good. I mean, you would want to wait. But I do wonder, and I'm not going with that because I already took the Bills, but I do wonder if Case Keenum, should we take the Vikings on a teaser? Is Case Keenum going to blow them out at this point? I got to think about this more, Harry. Now you got me thinking about something.
Okay.
All right, Parlay Kid, I know there's UFC. You're diving in. I know tickets are expensive, right?
Way too expensive, Sal. Yeah. And I think when I put this in our email exchange, I might have put this under Brother Bry. So you might be thinking this was Brother Bry's pick, but it's actually my pick. I'm taking Dustin Poirier, Sal, here.
It's our guy.
Right? He's friend of the podcast, fighting Chandler here in this fight. I have him winning in the third round here, Sal, ending the fight in the third round at 10-1 for Poirier. I think Chandler will try to come out when he's fresh early and try to wrestle Poirier a little bit. But eventually, this fight will become a brawl. Poirier, I think, is the better stand-up fighter. Chandler does have knockout power, but I just don't think, Poirier can fight you from a distance. He can fight you inside in the clinches. Better overall fighter. People got excited maybe a little bit about Chandler's last win against a washed Tony Ferguson.
I'm trying to concentrate because Harry is doing God knows what in a blank screen now. Harry, can you mute yourself? I mean, what's going on there?
You like that? No. You like that?
Oh, there it is. Oh, nice. Wow. Nice.
You like that?
What is this?
You like this?
H-Dog. Whoa.
Is that H-Dog?
H-Dog left these a couple weeks ago for me, which is Chain, so why not?
This is Harry. Oh.
It is just Harry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, H-Dog's in much better shape than that.
No. No.
Is that H-Cup?
Double G's.
Wow. Good Lord.
Schefter's right. Got nothing on me.
Well, you can't argue with that. Keep it going, Harry. Don't stop for us. Where'd you get that chain?
I told you.
Wow, Harry, you're getting really big, I have to say. Darren, right? He's getting really, really big.
It's like Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball.
It's like Ben Stiller swallowed a dodgeball. What is going on? All right. Looking good, Eric. I guess I'm sorry, Babyface. I screwed up. I was supposed to go to him last, right?
Well, I thought you called an audible, but still, you go against Harry's pick. He's looking.
I know he makes us pay. No matter
I think
what.
You got to change your mind. Now I think he's trying to convince you. Can't run DMC is trying to convince you to go with that.
Yeah. I'm change my number. It's like a change.
Oh man. That hat is straight Run DMC, right? Oh, for sure.
Right. It is.
That's a good call. Good call, Joe, on that.
Oh my gosh.
Run KFC.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
All right. Well,
Sal, I told you I owed you one.
You did. You got me. You got me good. Yeah. That's good. All right.
I don't even know where we are. Third round. Ends it in the third at 10 to 1. Let's go, Dustin. Come on.
Okay. Well, now I may have to pick Harry's. I mean, he really sold it here. Bri, you got something UFC.
It's funny. I like the Poirier KO here. I do think between the two of these guys, I think Poirier has the better chin. I do think they're going to stand and trade a lot. Poirier's a little bit more well-rounded. So I like the KO. I like part of the kid's pick there. I'm not actually going UFC, Sal. I'm not going UFC.
Really?
I do love the card. Although, you know, the Adesanya Pereira card is the fight is fantastic because Pereira's already beaten him twice in his career and in kickboxing and stuff. But I do think Adesanya will try and kind of just, it's going to be a striking battle, but I think he's going to kind of stay away. So Adesanya's made a lot of his fights a little bit boring the last couple. So I could see him.
Wow.
I could see him, you know, really trying to stay away, but it's going to be intense the whole time because at any point in time, Pereira can knock anybody out. So I would probably, if you're going to take Adesanya, I would say take Adesanya by decision. Instead of minus 220, you can probably get him for pretty much even money on a decision. I do love Weili Zhang. She's minus 340, though. Haven't decided whether or not I like her by decision or KO yet. The card is great. Yeah, the cheapest tickets are like $400.
That's a lot. They don't let you.
Can I throw out some names for Harry here?
Let's hear.
You know we do this, right? Like
sure.
These are rapper names. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Two Chins.
Okay.
Two Chains.
That's not that good.
That's a good one.
That's not bad. Kanye. West, East, North, and South. Drake's coffee cake. Double Dog. All right. So, anybody else want to offer a few?
He's got the hat. He's talking about Run DMC. He also has the LL. So I say LL Cool Whip.
Oh, that's good.
Andre, 3,000 pounds.
Well, M&M's is too easy. Vanilla ice cream. Notorious B-I-G-G-E-R.
No ice slush.
Come on, Harry. You know it's no good when you're getting involved.
I know.
Do you have any of these? Babyface, you want to jump in with some?
God, Nick Chubb. That's all I'm thinking right now. Come on. Those aren't even gold chains. He just found giant paper clips. He spray painted gold. Come on. He worked really hard on this. Harry, you look great, pal.
No, you did great. You did a good job, Harry. All right, that was awesome.
It's either very cold in Harry's house right now, or he's very excited about this pick because those nipples are coming through.
Now I'm looking at names. I can't now again.
Hippity dippity tonight, Polly kid. Hippity dippity tonight.
Going on?
No, it's gonna.
Mackerel more mashed potatoes, please.
Gross face killer. No. It's all bad.
Oh my god!
All right, I can't think anymore. Luda Krispy Kreme. these are all good. See, it all works out now.
Really good. Well, I didn't even give my pick anyway. But yeah, my favorite pick this week, we briefly touched on it. I love the Steelers at +1.5 here.
Really?
Love them. Look, and I'll probably tease them. I know, like, the Steelers, they're 1-6 right in their last seven. But they, great, by far, look at their schedule, though. Their schedule has by far been the toughest of any team so far. Coming off a bye, Tomlin's 11-4 coming off a bye, has won five straight off a bye. They're getting Watt back, which is huge for this team. And then the Saints are on short, you know, they're playing on 6 days, right? They played the Monday night, so they're in short days rest. They
I know, that's why it doesn't make sense.
The Saints only looked good against the Raiders. Steelers defense has to love playing Dalton again. So give me the Steelers getting the points. Yeah. And I will put a ton of money probably on them on a teaser for sure. I'll have a lot of money on them.
All right. Interesting. All right. I'm going to go. I mean, it's hard to ignore Harry, but I don't like that side. I like that. It's a bigger game for Buffalo, and I think their defense plays well. Paulie, kid, I'll go with you and friend of the show, Dustin Poirier. What was that, third round knockout?
Yeah, 10-1.
10-1?
Well, not even a knockout. He ends it, so it could be a submission too. Third round ending, 10-1.
Hey, Adesanya said something troubling today where he, to make weight, he did something, he relieved himself in a sexual way by himself. Did you guys see that?
Oh, no, he said that?
To make weight, yeah. We were discussing it this morning, and I looked at Mikey Meatballs. He said, I did that like a half dozen times. I'm like, oh, I thought it was a big deal. No, it is a story, though. It is actually a story. Oh, wow. Check it out.
I did not see that.
That couldn't work.
You UFC wrestling guys, you guys are all weird.
That couldn't work, though. Man.
If you're like 1 ounce overweight.
Right, no, but wouldn't you just keep spitting? Like, what? That's such a weird thing. I don't know. Mm. Babyface, is it a late entry for a Harry?
I just can't believe you're not going with Machine Gun Belly. Come on, Sal. You got to take a pick. She's done everything.
There we go.
She's Wiz Khalifa.
There's a lot.
Jeez,
oh my God.
ASAP Rocky Road.
Yes. This is so many.
No future.
Oh my God.
All right. We need to get him a robe.
Chance the candy wrapper.
There's definitely some candy ones on here.
I don't know. I don't know. There's so many.
I'll be looking at this all night now.
I know. All right. Well, send your entries to Cousin Sal against the odds at gmail.com if we missed any. There you go. There's got to be some. Frank as big as an ocean. No. Any more? I guess we're out. All right. It's late. It's after midnight for the brothers on the East Coast, the Cicoli brothers. And so what did I go with? Poirier 10-1 to end that fight in the third round. That's going to be fun. Watch that card. Check us out, Spotify Live, Sunday morning, wherever you are. It's probably going to be morning, but it's been between the third and fourth quarter. Mikey, what time is that? 11:30 Eastern AM? Is that what it is? Somewhere in there? Spotify Live. 11:45 Eastern? Okay, 8:45. Okay, there you go. Do that, Spotify Live. That'll do it for another episode of Against the Odds. For Mikey Meatballs, Babyface Joel Solomon, the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.